Hello and welcome to The Pulse. I'm Abby and I'll be your presenter today, and I am joined by Amy, Amar and Lizzie. We've got a variety of topics for you today, including UKIP's recent resignations, the famine in Sudan, sex education in schools, the German talking Kayla dolls and YouTube advert skipping bans. But first we'll start with Lizzie and her UKIP resignation story.
So basically, UKIP officials have resigned over false claims from their leader Paul Nuttall that he lost friends in the Hillsborough disaster. The Hillsborough disaster was a tragedy that took place at the Hillsborough Stadium in 1989 and saw the deaths of 96 Liverpool football fans. So two Merseyside officials have resigned so far, but they expect more resignations from officials and members to follow over the next couple of days, because Paul Nuttall claimed on his website to have lost close friends at the disaster. But last week in a live radio interview, he was forced to admit this was actually untrue. And at his first UKIP party conference speech as leader, he cried while apologising for making false claims. Stuart Moncombe was one of the officials who walked out. He was chairman of Paul Nuttall's own branch in Liverpool, and Liverpool is Paul Nuttall's home city. And the other resignation came from Merseyside spokesman Adam Hetherington. They've blamed their resignations on the insensitivity and unprofessional approach of Nuttall. And they had a statement criticising his claims, going on to say that he wasn't fit to leave the party, and also criticising major donor Aaron Banks, who had also tweeted about the Hillsborough disaster. Aaron Banks had tweeted that he was sick to death of hearing about the deaths of Liverpool fans at the disaster, and Nuttall had refused to condemn such a comment. This is catastrophic timing for Nuttall, because it comes only 3 days before the crucial by-election in Stoke-on-Trent, which Nuttall was a favourite to win. And there have also been other allegations of Nuttall's dishonesty. These include his claim that he was at the Hillsborough disaster, which has been disproved. His claim that he played football professionally for the Tranmere Rovers, when he actually only played as a youth in the amateur team. And his claim on his LinkedIn page that was up until last year that he'd been awarded a doctorate in history, but it turned out that he'd actually dropped out after the start of the course. So how fundamental do you think it is that you trust your party leader? Because this seems like Nuttall isn't particularly trustworthy.
I mean, we've all become accustomed to politicians lying every now and then, just the odd white lie, but this guy is obviously ridiculous with his lies. I mean, I don't know why he would lie about some of the stuff he's lied about either. They're not worth...
I don't get what he's set to gain from...
Yeah, about the football thing as well.
Why is he lied about his friend dying at Hillsborough? It just makes you so angry.
And lying about even being there. Like, he said that he was one of the survivors at one point.
It's just the fact that I don't understand how he wouldn't think that he would get found out.
Yeah.
He's such a public figure, and people are, especially competition, especially all the other parties, are going to be digging and looking for anything that they can have on him. So it's just a really, honestly, just ridiculously stupid thing to do.
His former teacher actually came out and said, well, you weren't at the Hillsborough disaster, because our, the whole school checked who was there so we could help the pupils, and you weren't there. So
I don't understand why you lie about that, though. Like, it's not gonna get him any leeway in the election. Just confuses me, and like, I think UKIP's in a state of complete disarray, and like, they seem so much more assured of themselves when Farage was leader, which is scary to say, but Nuttall seems like an absolute moron.
Yeah, I think that it actually represents where the party's going wrong. It represents the state that the party's in, that he has to constantly be coming up with this sort of just lies and false statements. It sort of is just representative of at what point UKIP is at the moment. And obviously, it's a very insecure party. Otherwise, it wouldn't feel the need to be sort of making all these allegations.
So do you think this will have a big impact on UKIP's performance in upcoming elections, like the by-election in Stoke-on-Trent? Because Nuttall was favourite to win that at one point.
Because it just puts a massive doubt over anything he says. Mm-hmm. If he can't even be truthful about the football team he used to play for, how can you trust that kind of person to go to government and make decisions on your behalf and keep any promises that they've made?
Unfortunately, I do, however, think that a lot of people who will be voting and pro Nuttall won't necessarily know a lot of the stuff he's done, and they won't necessarily be in touch with it. And I think that, unfortunately, it might be a bit controversial thing today, but a lot of his supporters are a little bit ignorant of a lot of the stuff the party and the politicians do. And I think that if you're going to vote UKIP, they probably will.
Yeah. Oh, UKIP irrespective.
Yeah.
I think if you look at the other candidates who are running in this like by-election, we talked about it on last Friday's Pulse, I think they're not much worse, or they're not much better than him. One of the independent candidates was arrested last week for I can't remember what it was for, but she was arrested for doing something. I think it was money fraud or something. I can't remember. But that's the type of candidates that Stoke and Trent are going. I guess it's not the most appealing of seats because it's in Stoke. But I do think he'll probably end up winning, which is a sad fact for our politics at the moment.
Do you think the fact that like his like fellow like UKIP people have stepped down like is gonna have repercussions for like him as a leader if people are starting to like lose faith?
Yeah,
in
well they've issued this statement which is really damning of him, saying that he's not fit to lead the party. So I think like the fact that UKIP's own members are now turning on him, I don't think it bodes well for him.
I think it's a real shame because I think he had actually quite a strong start. A lot of people backed him, a lot of people were behind him. You know, people thought it was a new future for UKIP. They might become a bit more moderate. It's sort of, he was very different to Farage and people liked that. And I just think it's a real shame that they've just sort of done this full circle and gone back to a candidate who actually doesn't represent more than just the same thing as Farage.
Yeah, it's hard for UKIP to represent something else because at the end of the day, they are the UK Independence Party and they've built this image over the last however many years to follow certain views. And I just think it's time for them to leave our news screens and just like die out and become irrelevant.
I think they lack a purpose now, like following the whole Brexit thing.
Yeah, they have for a long time. They don't have their own real policies. Their policy was leave the EU and stop immigration.
Yeah.
And that's it. They don't have anything more than that.
And after all their false promises during the campaign, the leave campaign, like the extra money would go to the NHS. And that's obviously turned out to not be true. And then Farage claiming that he didn't actually mean that.
Despite it being on a big red bus for the whole of the campaign.
Do you think that actually, though, just from a different perspective, the Trump administration will have an effect on the UKIP votes? Do you think it will increase it, decrease it?
I think it might increase the UKIP votes because if America... Well, they've seen that America's gone so anti-establishment that someone who has no experience in politics has been elected as president. I think there's a danger that UKIP supporters have become even more anti-establishment.
Yeah, it's the rise of the anti-establishment.
I think maybe though that seeing some of the like extremely like horrible things that Trump tried to do, that will actually put people off, because I feel like there is kind of still a wide dislike of Trump, etc., in the UK. So
I think some UKIP supporters, though, like we saw quite a lot of Republicans even in the US have supported his ban on anyone with Muslim heritage, etc. I think that might spur on some UKIP supporters and make them think, oh, why don't we follow Trump's lead? Because a lot of UKIP supporters obviously want a really harsh line taken on immigration, and they're not getting that at the moment.
Yeah, it depends on the Brexit deal, really. Particularly as sort of Trump has decided to take Britain under his wing. And I hope that won't, but I think it probably will stir up a lot more anti-immigration and racist feeling in the UK rather than do the opposite. Obviously, it depends what happens from this point forward. But I think despite UKIP's sort of problems at the moment, I don't think they're going anywhere.
Yeah,
I think they'll still be coming back as a force, particularly in this, as the rise of all these sort of right nationalist parties across Europe.
And also with Nuttall, when he was making his like apology at the UKIP conference, his supporters are out in full force. Apparently they're all clapping him, and that's why he got tearful, apparently. So
Okay, well, thank you for that story, Lizzie. Do remember that you can text us in with your thoughts to 07903 545 252, or you can send us a web text at www.urn1350.net, or you can tweet us at urn1350.